the voice of Mark Morris, and covers all things 2A boys and girls basketball in the Southwest District, our friend Vern Foster. Hi, Vern. How are you?
I am great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. And let's just talk about this bracket. The boys begin tomorrow night, February 13th, some Saturday night action. We've got Black Hills and R.A. Long. We got Mark Morris hosting a game. They're the number one seed overall. Woodland hosting Centralia and Tumwater hosting Hudson's Bay. Let's start with the cream of the crop, Mark Morris, who is used to this number one seed. Let's talk about their matchup tomorrow and their chance to get all the way through this bracket and win the district championship again.
Well, it's interesting, Dick, because Mark Morris comes in with a 17-3 record. They've won 11 straight games, so obviously they're playing very good basketball. But Mark Morris is not a dominant team. As you know, throughout the year, you and I have talked, they've had some close wins. They win at Richfield on a three-pointer at the buzzer. They beat R.A. Long in overtime. They have to come back from a 10-point deficit against R.A. Long in their first meeting to win. So it's not a dominating team. It's a good team, but it's a very smart team, and it knows how to win. It's a guard-oriented team, completely different than last year. Mark Morris had three big kids. This year, it's a smaller team, and it's led by Will Burghardt. He's a junior. He averages about 18 points per game. More than likely will be the Greater St. Helens League most valuable player. Against R.A. Long on Tuesday night, he scored a career-high 32 points, including 23 in the second half. And in the overtime, he is being a little bit tormented by one of the R.A. Long students, kept saying, hey, shoot, shoot, shoot. They're up by 3 points in overtime. He kept telling him to shoot, the R.A. Long defender, and he's outside the three-point line. Well, after about 3 or 4 seconds, Burkhardt said, okay, I'll shoot. Bang. Gets a three-point line. So he knows how to back up his play.
No question. And who do you see as Mark Morris's challenge, R.A. Long or Black Hills, in a potential second-round game?
Actually, R.A. Long, according to Mark Morris coach Bill Backamas, he thinks R.A. Long has the most talent in the league. Hmm. They can go big or small. They have three kids who can put the ball in the basket. They're led by Marcus Mariotti. He averages a little over 13.5 points per game. They also have a kid by the name of Hunter Jones who can score in double figures, and Kobe Rothwell, a junior, is also a double-figure scorer. But they have a 6'9 kid in the name of Chris Austin, and he's 6'9. You can't coach 6'9. Yeah. And they also have another 6'4 kid, a real bruiser inside by the name of Keone Mawai, and he really hurt Mark Morris on Tuesday night. He must have had a double-double because Mark Morris just didn't have the bulk to keep him away from the basket. So I think the R.A. Long Black Hills game is going to be very competitive because Black Hills has one super scorer in Mickelson, and he averages 20 points per game. I've seen them play this year, but I didn't see much after that. So to tell you the truth, I think on the second round, I expect another Civil War game between R.A. Long and Mark Morris.
And then the bottom half of the bracket, you got Tumwater hosting Hudson's Bay. That's tomorrow night at 7, Woodland hosting Centralia. Tumwater, the number one seed, but doesn't necessarily make them the favorite. How does it look down there in the bottom half of the bracket to you?
To me, Tumwater, defending district champions, they have some good size. They have some kids who can put the ball in the basket well. They have a kid by the name of Vanden Hazel. He's 6'10" tall. Mm. He averages about 10 points per game. What Tumwater has is athletes. I mean, they always have good athletes. As you know, a great football program.
Right.
Kate Otten, he is one of the starters for the T-Birds. He's probably going to the University of Washington on a football scholarship. So a Division I athlete right there. They have height. They've got some shooters also in Spencer Dowers. He's a pretty good shooter as well. Tumwater, a senior-dominated team, and they've been through the wars, winning district last year. I think Tumwater gets past Hudson's Bay. Centralia and Woodland, that'll be a good ball game. Again, Woodland has a lot of height as well. They've got a 6'11 junior in Bryce Mulder. He averages about 11 or 12 points per game. Hayden Huddleston and Tanner Sixbury are kids that are good outside shooters. They're double-figure scorers as well. I think Woodland gets past Centralia, and then Woodland and Tumwater in the semifinal game. I hope to have the opportunity to watch that game. I hope they play those games back-to-back. Hmm. Because I would like to see that one. Two big kids going at it. Mulder again at 6'11", Vandenhuysen at 6'10". You know, you've coached youth basketball. You can't coach height, right, and that makes a lot of difference.
No question. And as we switch over, kind of a nice, easy transition as we switch over to the girls' side, because your Mark Morris Monarchs had some height last year. There's no question. They've had some height for the last 4 years with the Eatons, but no longer. It's life without the Eatons. So how does Mark Morris fare still with a very good team this year?
Mark Morris, the girls have surprised me this year. They did get a freshman by the name of Brooke Walling. She's 6 feet, 1 inch tall. She can bring the ball up or she can post up. She's Mark Morris's leading scorer at about 12 points per game. Madison Mosier, a sophomore who came in for the Eatons, she averages about 8 points per game. They're the two who bring the ball up against presses. The only thing I can tell you about the 2A girls district this year is we know Mark Morris and WF West will not play for the district title for the fifth straight year because Chehalis ended up number two out of the Evergreen Conference. And if they both win on their first round, then they will play in the second round on Monday night. And that will be an interesting game. I think your clear favorite is Black Hills. Black Hills comes in with a very good record. If I remember right, they're 16-4 on the year. No, 17-3 on the year. I think they're the class of the district. Washougal has a pretty good balanced scoring. They have three girls, as you recall, Mark Morris, easy time through the district and regionals before winning the state tournament. But Washougal gave Mark Morris its toughest test in the postseason. They return a couple of starters in Alicia Blankenship and Rayanne Allen. They're in double figures. They added a freshman in Beyonce B. She's in double figures as well. They tied with Mark Morris for the league title, but Mark Morris won the coin flip. So Washougal's got to try and get past Black Hills in that semifinal game. I don't know if they can.
Well, from your standpoint, let's hope you're doing a doubleheader championship game at St. Martin's University like you've done in the past. 6 o'clock on February 19th, a girls' championship followed by a boys' championship. That'd be all right, wouldn't it?
I've gotten used to that. You know, everybody's like, oh, you got to do two games in a night.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's great.
Great stuff. Always appreciate it, Vern.
All right. You have a good weekend, Dick.
You bet. That's Vern Foster joining us.